John Green, 2/12/2675. Today is the 8th of September. Chief complaints, low back pain. Number 2, left leg pain. Number 3, leg swelling. Number 4, history of carotid stenosis. Number 5, history of sleep apnea has gone untreated. Number 6, severe fatigue. Number 7, history of LVH related to his high blood pressure. Number 8, number 8 is follow-up of upper arm pain. Number 9, BPH symptoms. Number 10, repeat echocardiogram because of history of palpitation. Our patient is a 46-year-old gentleman. He's married, recently got remarried for the third time. 2 years ago, has 4 children. He's a security officer at a federal detention center. Here in the paragraph, he continues to smoke despite our long discussion regarding smoking in the past and his carotid stenosis. He doesn't drink alcohol on a regular basis, period. In the paragraph, he has surgery, adenoid, and tonsils, social as above, allergy, none, COVID immunization, has not been immunized, surgery, hypertension, insomnia, prediabetes, recently had a blood work done a month or two ago by Dr. Stokes, S-T-O-K-E-S, was told he has prediabetes and metabolic syndrome. He also was scheduled for a sleep study, which he never had done, although he has significant findings on the echocardiogram and symptoms of hypersomnolence related to sleep, most likely related to sleep apnea. Medication includes nifedipine, metoprolol, trazodone. Family history, positive for diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, and possible prostate cancer. Colonoscopy is due in 2 years. He's alert, he's awake, he's having some leg pain today on the left side, this difficulty with walking and some numbness and tingling on that side. He weighs 238 pounds, up 6 pounds. We discussed that if he does have untreated sleep apnea, which most likely he does, his weight is going to continue going up, and he needs to have his testosterone checked because they go hand in hand with sleep apnea. He understands that. 100% oxygen, 98.3, 16, 59, 138 over 87. Heart positive, home positive, two lungs are clear. Abdomen, doughy, D-O-U-G-H-Y, but soft. Neck shows mild lymphadenopathy. Skin shows no rash. TMs are clear. Neurological, patient does have a slight leg raising test on the left side. Lower extremity shows pedoedema trace. Assessment number 1, hypertension controlled. Number 2, history of carotid stenosis. Recheck of his carotid reveals no significant change. Next number, must quit smoking in big letters. Next number, history of RVH. It appears to be worsened since last exam. Look at his C echocardiogram results. Next number, must have his sleep study done in big letters. Next number is please check your testosterone level per Dr. Stokes, where he wants to go get this done. Next number, the leg pain and arm pain appears to be non-vascular. Next number, he does have low back pain, which we have recommended an MRI of his low back, which he wants to get Dr. Stokes to order it. And there's no evidence of significant PBD, no significant change from last year. Next number, BPH noted on Flomax, which he could not take because of issues with sexual dysfunction. His wife is 15 years younger, or 18 years younger, so he's going to try saw palmetto, S-A-W-P-A-L-M-E-T-O. Next number is history of gastroesophageal reflux. Stable at this time. Next number is history of nausea. Stable. Next number, gallbladder looks stable. Next number, liver does not appear to have changed. Next number, neck lymphadenopathy appears to be the same as last year. Next number, RVH is definitely worse. Next number, LVH is the same. Next number, low extremity edema, most likely to his related to his nifedipine. Check the nifedipine at nighttime, which he's taking during the day. Next number, diet and exercise discussed. Next number, increased weight discussed. Next number, must lose weight. Next number, history of COVID-19. He wants to know if there has been any damages to his organs. Compared to last year, I don't see any evidence of COVID-19 damage, but I do see evidence of other issues that I discussed, most likely related to his genetic factor, behavior factor, and other issues. Next number, as far as the back pain is concerned, he wants to hold off on the MRI. Next number, we treated him with dexamethasone 8 milligram and the Medrol dose pack to settle down the symptoms of neuropathy and radiculopathy at this time. Eczema is exercise, a huge alleviator of low back pain, including weight loss. We discussed this at length today. And I must again quit smoking, as we have discussed once again before leaving the office. Thank you.